What's up, everyone? We are back from the Lions Cove weekly NFL picks. Pretty much I just go through and think what team is going to win that week. So far, I'm 29-19, weeks 1 through 3. Pretty good. We'll see if I can continue on that win streak. Starting off, week 5, we have the 49ers at Rams. I'm taking the Rams at home. Listen, Matt Stafford has just been incredible. That whole offense is just amazing. And Devontae Adams, I got him in fantasy. He's been balling out too. Everyone thought he was going to be old, that Matt Stafford's old, and that offense just wasn't going to be good. They've been great. Defense has been great too, creating a bunch of turnovers. The Rams are solid. Give me the Rams, Thursday Night Football at home. Sunday, October 5th, we have the Vikings at Browns. However, this game is in London. I'm taking the Vikings on this one. They just recently played a game in Dublin. Obviously, that time zone change shouldn't be a factor, but I think they will come out with a win in that one. The Browns, you know, they have that 6-hour time difference coming over to London. I think that could play a factor. I think it will. So I'm taking the Vikings. Next, we have the Texans at Ravens. Give me the Ravens. The Ravens coming off a loss to the Chiefs. They're 1-3. But give it time. Give Derrick Henry a chance. Keep giving him the ball. Lamar Jackson, he'll get right soon. So Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I think, will go crazy. So give me the Ravens in that one. Next, we have the Dolphins at Panthers. I'm taking the Panthers on that one. I think Bryce Young is still a good quarterback. They're just a young team. You know, they're still trying to find out what winning looks like. I mean, the Panthers haven't been good since, like, 2015. So I'm taking the Panthers. Dolphins just don't impress me. I'm sorry, Dolphins fans. Next, we have the Raiders at Colts. I'm taking the Raiders. Ashton Jeanty had a career game yesterday against the Bears. Obviously, they lost, but listen, if he plays like that every game, the Raiders will win. I guarantee you that. Next, we have the Giants at Saints. My poor Saints almost came close to the Bills, but overall, I'm taking the Giants in this one. As we saw against the Chargers, Jackson Dart played insane. He played amazing, you know, just doing his job as a rookie. Scadabo, obviously, Malik tore his ACLs. He tore his ACL, I'm sorry. But I think Jackson Dart is just a spark plug for that squad. So give me the Giants. Dallas at New York Jets. Give me the Cowboys. Sunday Night Football ended in a tie, 40-40, but Dak played amazing. I think if he plays that way for the rest of the year, the Cowboys have a chance. Who knows? Next, we have the Broncos at Eagles. Give me the Broncos. That's right. I kind of wanted to pick the Eagles, but listen, A.J. Brown, 7 yards receiving, not that good. He's kind of been in his own head. But overall, I think they'll get it together towards the end of the year. But A.J. Brown is kind of having a disappointing fantasy season for those that play fantasy. I have him on one of my teams. But I'm taking the Broncos in this one. Next, we have the Titans at Cardinals. I'm taking the Cardinals. They had a good performance on Thursday night, but wasn't enough. But I told you, once Marvin Harrison gets going, he's going to be unstoppable. So I think they'll win that one with ease. Next, we have the Buccaneers at Seattle. I'm taking Seattle. Those fans are crazy over there, and they have an incredible offense. Give me Seattle. Next, we have Detroit at Cincy. Listen, Detroit is still my favorite to win the NFC, so I'm taking Detroit in that one. And with no Joe Burrow, I don't think they will be good. But next, we have the Commanders and Chargers. Give me the Chargers. I think they'll come back. Excuse me. I think they'll come back in a win. Yeah, I mean, they have to win this one. I mean, they lost to the Giants. Jackson Dart played good. I think they'll bounce back. I really think they will. Sunday Night Football, we have the Patriots at Bills. Give me the Patriots. They've been playing great. They've been playing good. Drake May has been playing really good, so I'm taking the Patriots at Buffalo. Listen, the Saints should have won against the Bills, and I'm so upset that they didn't, but listen. The Patriots will learn from that film, I'm telling you. Give me the Patriots. Now, I trust my picks on Sundays, and I trust Pins and Aces on the golf course. They're a Colorado golf brand making polos, head covers, and gloves that really stand out for comfort and style. With my code, you'll get 21% off the best discount they offer, and when you buy, I earn a commission, which helps support me and the show. So check out Pins and Aces today, use my code for 21% off, Lions Cove, and upgrade your game. Speaking of gear that stands out, Eric Javits designer hats combine sophisticated style with travel-ready function. Each hat offers UPF 50+ protection, blending fashion with a performance for any outdoor adventure. With my code, you'll get 20% off, including sale items, and I earn a commission when you buy, which helps support me and the show. Check out ericjavits.com and elevate your look wherever you go. Now for Monday Night Football, we have the Chiefs at Jacksonville. Give me Jacksonville. They just beat a tough 49ers team on the road. I think they've been playing good. I mean, their record's pretty good. And listen, that team is fired up. Is Trevor Lawrence back? Who knows? But I think they'll win against the Chiefs for Monday Night Football. That'll do it for all my picks. Thank you for the love and support. And we will see you soon. Like, share, comment. Who do you think will win the games this week? We'll see you soon. Peace. And use code LionsCove. Thank you. Peace.